You did not see anything. You did not tell anybody. You keep it quiet. The kids would get down suited up and boys on boys, old men with boys. Somebody supposedly committed suicide, but I would bet more strongly it was murder from what I've heard later on. Basically, keep your mouth shut. People will die. A lot of these people were above the law. He'd been forced into a life that was not what he'd normally intended. Yeah, it's called Area 51. Now, we landed out there. There was a group of people came. There were a couple Arabic, and they just shuttled the kids off the plane.
Mm-hmm.
No one tried to hear it. Most of them are done in Bohemian Grove. This is the place where some of the satanic things are. They have ways of doing things that are just incredible. People would never, ever even imagine the way they can do away with people. A lot of these things that they're doing are basically straight out of Hitler. It was basically white slave trade. You know, there were some of them that I had heard went to Saudi Arabia. Well, you're talking congressmen, senators, and the girls. They're never quite satisfied with anything. It's always got to be bigger, better, faster. Different, especially different. The American government did 9/11. And everybody who's associated with this seems to be dropping dead one way or another. With this mind control that people don't understand it. They can just hear a tone or a certain word or phrase, and they will go turn into basically a totally different person. They can get them to do things that a normal person would never even consider. Or fly the plane into the Twin Towers.
Now you have a headache, you said, right? Show you how we get rid of it.
Hmm?
I'll show you how we get rid of it.
Hmm. This is the world's first reusable time clock. It removes up to 5 times more excessive waste. Recent studies show that standard cotton swabs are harmful to your ears. Instead, doctors recommend a revolutionary new device called Vroom. This safe earwax cleaner.
When my kids were just little, Swiss's parents wanted to take them to Disneyland. But I didn't know what that meant then.
People suffer from severe earwax buildup.
Now I do.
Standard cotton swabs are more likely to push earwax further in your ear rather than remove it. And it can even cause severe health issues. The most obvious sign is hearing loss. But it can also take the form of random headaches, fatigue, or even memory loss and feelings. Using cotton swabs or other bizarre methods just end up pushing earwax deeper, leading to punctured eardrums, infection, or worse. These doctors realized the public needed an alternative. They wanted to create an effective, safe way to remove earwax that could be used anywhere without the need of a doctor. After a year of research and countless beta tests, Fiddler was born. The antibacterial silicone tip works like a soft corkscrew. Just insert it into your ear and...
Oh, so they're talking a lot about your shit now since I mentioned it. Don't blow that in my face, please.
Sorry, I didn't mean to. Closed.
Yeah, we knew where I was. Come on.
I'm sorry.
Don't make up a bullshit excuse. Just say you're sorry.
I am, though.
But that excuse was bullshit. It was a lie.
My eyes were closed.
So if I close my eye,
Do I not know where you are? Yes or no?
Sweetheart, don't yes or tell no. me it's a bullshit excuse.
Just listen to me, and I can get you through this. You're so stubborn, you'll never learn anything. So just ask me. If I close my eyes now, do I know where you are?
No.
I wouldn't assume that you were where you were when I closed my eyes?
No.
Well, I'd assume you've jumped somewhere else, right? So you're stubbornly trying to go against what's obviously the truth.
I'm not trying to fucking get you high on down, trust me.
I didn't say that. I'm asking you questions, and you're giving me different answers.
I don't want a boyfriend who does it down.
All right, so you're going to be a stubborn fucking fool? Then we can't have a conversation, okay?
Well, I'm telling you, I don't.
I never said anything about boyfriends who do down, did I? Angelique? Yes or no? No, I didn't.
I need to go home.
Yeah, I know.
My head hurts so bad.
I'm trying to give you headache relief. No, you don't think I know what I'm doing, Edward, but I do.
Alright, so I'm downtown, west side. If you want to know what that means, 156th Street and Stony Plain Road. It's the center of the major hubs of the west side. And going way back to the 1930s, it was the center of town, I believe. Klondiker fucking bar being the major lounge and restaurant for families to go and dine at. Last time I checked, they used to have a man and woman door, so the men and women would not go into the restaurant, you know, united, they'd be divided. Today, in my life, I am living in a condemned house on 109th Ave and 54th Street, owned by serial killer Zodiac Killer from the San Francisco Bay Area, Ron Clark. I mean, I'm sure it's not his original name, but it could be. He's in the hospital now for liver failure due to the EMFs they've been pumping onto his house. My dad, Wayne McIsaac, a transgender, he's living there. Myself, I live in the basement. My ex-wife, Crystal, lives in the basement as well, but her mind went missing when the Satanists, Ron Clark's Satanists and gang members, targeted her, raped her, raped the children for 2 years in a row. She lost her mind after it all. She went to the Alberta Hospital twice, but now they took her out. I don't know what to think about what I should do with my situation. I know it's not a good one. Now, they have these other gangsters going out killing everybody around me. They won't touch me. I'm not sure why. Sometimes I ask questions why. I don't know what the real reason is. At the end of the day, the Masonic Order keeps in touch with me at a distance, sending me the occasional message with no direction. Just like life itself, there's not much direction. So what I do is play it by ear. Live every day to the fullest. Try to stick to my principles. And I try not to bend any of them. Not for nobody. Not for nothing. But respecting the order of the operation of the general society is not something I have any respect for. Sheep, I don't look at them, I don't talk to them. They don't know where they're going, they don't know why they're doing it. They just know they're doing it. Myself, I've seen the gap a few times. Because of that insight, I no longer take time to take orders from nobody. I realized a long time ago that I could be at the top of the order. I always suspected it. So if I'm at the top of the order, then why should I take orders from anybody? The best challenge I've ever had against that is violence. And even that, I can't get them to commit to. So if they can't even commit to violence against me, only just to those around me, then I guess violence is what I already specialized at. I mean, I always said anytime, anyplace, there's an old saying that should go a long ways. But I say this, my time, my place, not any time. The schedule's been set. Here I sit, at the corner of 156, Stony Plain. Okay.